I left and I went to do an internship after college, or my junior year of college, really. I had a friend of mine who was active in the Miss America pageant. Her name was Gretchen Carlson, and she happened to grow up very close to me. And it kind of sparked my interest with pageantry. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, but I had never thought of anything like this. I grew up as a tomboy. I have three brothers. I did not own a pair of high heels. I had a curling iron, but did not know how to use it. And so thinking about a pageant was kind of not really in my repertoire.
Of course.
But there were a couple of things that made this attractive to me. Number one, it was a competition. And I, having grown up with the three brothers that I did, I was very active in sports. I was kind of an average student. I was pretty good on the violin. I was an average athlete, but I loved to compete. And so after high school, there's not a lot of opportunities to do that. And I thought, well, this might be kind of fun. The second thing was it could earn me scholarship money. And I went to a state university. I had a very small music scholarship. And if I would win this one local pageant, it would pay for the remainder of my college tuition.
Whoa.
And so I thought, well, this might be worth a look.
Absolutely.
So I chose the pageant that had the biggest scholarship and I entered that one and I was addicted right away. I loved the competitive aspect. I had to learn about interview, how to speak in front of people. I got to perform my talent. I play bluegrass fiddle. So that was really fun. It gave me an outlet for that. There were the stage events, evening gown and swimsuit. And who doesn't want to get in shape and learn how to walk in heels in a swimsuit? I mean, I'm sure it's on everyone's list. But for me, it was a challenge. And I mean, gauntlet-ish was dropped. I jumped right on and it was just a great competitive aspect for me where I earned scholarship money for my education. And so it was really a fun experience. And through that, and I have to tell you that growing up, I was extremely shy. I know it's very hard to believe right now, but I never spoke up. I was not the person to be on stage.
Right.
I was very quiet. Having the three brothers, you hardly get a word in edgewise. And so I didn't speak a lot. But that experience of learning how to interview, how to give talks, how to speak my mind, formulate opinions. That training was invaluable. And I think it's where God finally birthed in me this thought, I'm going to use you to talk. I'm going to use you to communicate with other people. And if you would just develop this part of you, you are really going to see me do something with it. And I went with it. And as I look back now, I think that's exactly what he was doing. And it's why I am who I am, where I am today.